Hey Kate, you know what's back?
What?
Backpacks!
Love a good backpack.
Seriously, and this summer we are teaming up with Gaston Lucia to give our listeners a great discount on their super stylish backpacks and accessories. I hope I said that right, Gaston Lucia.
Gaston Luga is proud of its Swedish design, vegan products, free delivery, and returns worldwide.
And right now, Evening Booze Hour listeners can get 15% off their purchase when you go to gastonluga.com. That's GastonLuga.com and use our promo code BOOZE15. BOOZE 15. You know it. You love it.
And right now, they are also giving a free passport holder with every single purchase,
It's
which
so
is super
cute.
cute.
So cute. Use it for your summer travels. Head to gastonluga.com. Use our code BOOZE15 to get 15% off their beautiful backpacks. We'll tell you more about them. But they're super cute, and I think you'd love them.
On with the show.
Bye. Welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 91.
Uno.
I mean, it's been quite a wild ride.
It's been fun.
I have
91.
long. We haven't talked in 2 weeks
We
because,
have not talked in so long.
like we've sent each other messages like here and there, but this was like, I feel like we took like a social media break from
We
each other.
did. Yeah, we did. And probably from the podcast, we were both on vacation at the same time, which was nice. Excuse the sirens in the background if you can hear those. It's just too damn hot to have my
Liz lives
doors closed.
off
Yeah,
hood.
I live in the hood. But yeah, no, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just like goosebumped over or something from Priscilla's episode last
Yes,
week.
I know. It was so good. Like, I feel like a lot of people who maybe haven't listened before did start listening, and just because of the topic, and it's like super interesting. And like, who knew it like super resonated with some of our listeners too? Like, so that was great.
We got so many messages. Like, I don't know about you, but I got personal messages. Like,
Oh, really?
that
Good.
episode was good. Yeah. So n now we're never going to have another co-host. Who wants to follow that? Nobody. So thanks, Priscilla.
Yep. We need another miracle
I think.
worker. Miracle workers only, please, from this point forward. Rocket scientists. If you have the cure for cancer, you can come on.
Yeah. The bar has been set. Super high. But yeah, I mean, how, what, where have you been?
Well,
What have you been
I,
doing?
yeah, like we've both been bumming it at the beach, but on two different coasts. So I was in Hawaii for about a week on two different islands, visiting my parents on the Big Island and then my husband's family on Oahu. And you guys all know, like, our executive producer, Julie, my mother-in-law, who has been on.
Yay.
She's our Patreon saint. So she was turning 60, and my husband and I surprised her on Oahu for her 60th birthday. She didn't know we were coming, so we got to spend like 2 to 3 days with her there and have the best time ever. And like, Hawaii is just like the, I mean, if you want to like escape America but still be in America, go to Hawaii. 'Cause like, you feel like you're in a different country. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you can totally relax there. Like, it's insane that like people just live there and work there, and it's not like just a magical kingdom that you have to pay millions of dollars to go to. It's like, I mean, Hawaii is just so beautiful. And like, I had gone there for my honeymoon on a different island, and I had just like forgotten, and it was really what I needed from work to really like unplug. Like, you don't have to do a lot
Yes.
if you don't want to. So there was a lot of pool days, a lot of just beach days, you know, like not being very horizontal most of the time.
Well, I was stalking you on on Instagram during your vacation, so I can say it looked amazing,
Well, and
and I was so
shout
jealous.
out to Julie for all her support.
Yes.
We love Julie. So happy 60th birthday. We were happy we could be there for that. But yeah, thanks for keeping the show running.
For real.
But yeah, okay, so then you were also at the beach too.
Yeah, I just went to Maine for a few days with the fam.
But I feel like
So.
Maine is like the East Coast like escape. Like I never went there when I lived on the East Coast, and it's one thing I
You
regret.
didn't?
Yeah, no. I went to New
We never went to
Hampshire.
Maine.
I went to the beach in New
Oh.
Hampshire. It was meh.
Well, yeah. Oh yeah, Maine is my favorite
Like
place
everybody
ever.
talks about it, like all my East Coast friends, like going to Maine, you know. So I always feel like a little left out that I never went to
And
Maine.
the so warm.
Oh,
I don't even
always.
usually put my feet in because it's so cold.
Yeah.
Last time it was so warm. So thank you, global warming.
Well, yeah, here in the San Diego, the water is never warm. I always feel like no, the for a fact, the Atlantic is warmer than the Pacific, but in Hawaii, like it was like bath water. It was
Oh,
awesome.
God.
But yes,
That is, I've
I never
never
get in
been in an
here.
ocean like that. I've only been in like a cold ocean.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it was crazy. That it was blowing my mind, but 'cause I never get in 'cause
Awesome.
it's too cold. So I'm like, "What is this world? I'm like Ariel."
I am a mermaid. You're like, now I know why everybody's obsessed with mermaids right
Yes.
now.
But yeah, so I feel like we were like relaxed and recharged and we had some fun with our families. So like now we come back to evening booze hour.
In the real world. Wah, wah.
No, I mean like it's like I kind of I like
Obstacles.
it I was like productive. Like normally I wait till like the last minute and I was texting Kate like, "Oh, I put in a story for you. I found this story. This story." She was like, "Who are you?" Like,
Yeah,
normally
like
this is
slow
my
shut up.
job. Normally Kate's like very organized with the stories and I'm just like, "Shit, it's Sunday."
Oh my God. Yeah, this really chilled you right out. I'm super jealous. Where do I need to go to chill out? Jesus.
Well, that's a great reminder. Donate to our Patreon, Evening Booze Hour. Wait, no, patreon.com/eveningboozhour. Just kidding. And you can donate for as little as $1 a month. Kate and I like need some what is it called? Like a retreat, I feel like an Evening Booze Hour retreat, you know, to like plan, record some special episodes and stuff. So we're raising some money to make that happen since we live on different coasts. We're gonna meet somewhere. You know, and definitely so like help contribute to that. And as always, if you become a Patreon saint, you can come on and have a drink with us and do a story with us. And speaking of that, what are you drinking this week?
I am drinking my boxed white wine.
Hey.
Sorry. Okay.
I
I got
almost
fancy.
did the same thing too 3 weeks in a row. I had to stop myself.
It's been so hot. I'm like so into white wine
Oh,
lately.
it's the best, isn't it?
It really is. When it's so hot, it really, really is.
Very refreshing.
So yeah, just my Bota Box Cavern. No. Sauvignon Blanc. Yeah.
Yes,
Cabernet Sauvignon
you
is
like
what it is.
Sauvignon Blancs because you
Yes.
like Cabernet
Yes. Thank you. One
Sauvignons. That
day,
sounded so French.
were you just speaking French?
Oui.
Yeah, so that's what I'm drinking over here. What the hell are you drinking?
I am drinking my favorite little deal at our local Target, if we're keeping it with the French theme. The California Roots wine that they sell for $5 here. I don't know if they sell this anywhere else, but tell me if they do, because if your Target in your state sells alcohol, I want to know if this wine is there. They have tons of varieties of it. It's only $5, but they had a sangria, and I've never tried that one before. Love a sangria, perfect for the summer, like you're saying, a great like hot day drink. So I am trying it and I am thoroughly enjoying it.
Oh, I
Yeah.
always find that I don't like the like already made sangria.
You know, sometimes they're way too sweet. This one's really
Yeah.
good. Yeah.
Okay, that's
Like,
good.
I
Well,
don't, you know how with sangria
targeting
you can
yourself.
see like the sugar at the bottom a lot of times? This
Yeah.
one you can't, there's no sugar at the bottom. So,
Okay. Interesting.
but yeah, so like, I don't know. Anyone else let me know if they have that deal in your state, your city? You can let me know on Instagram at Evening Booze Hour, on Twitter at Evening Booze, or by email, eveningboozehour@gmail.com. And also, don't forget to send us your story ideas, your drink suggestions, all of that. We love to hear from you guys. And we also want you to participate each week in our drinking game, you know, as long as you're not driving. And you don't have to drink alcohol, but you know,
Disclaimer.
some people drink their coffee, some people drink water, you know, but if you are able to have an adult beverage, enjoy. Take this moment to yourself.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, so we do have a drinking game. Take a sip anytime we have a story that is from Arizona, Texas, Florida, or hangs out China. Anytime we say the word literally, anytime we have a distraction because we record at home, like those sirens you heard earlier, because like this is not, I do not live in a professional sound studio. So like,
What?
I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, you better be.
And anytime we talk about Ben Affleck's back tattoo, which we might need to replace that one. It hasn't been so relevant anymore
I
that since he got
know.
sober. But
Well, maybe this summer he's got to take his
oh,
shirt off at the beach,
beach,
right?
beach. He's a beach guy. He's got to. He lives in California. Come on.
Yeah, we're gonna see it make a resurgence. I feel it in my bones.
Yes. If anyone sees Ben Affleck with his back tattoo, please take a photo and send it to us before you send it to TMZ,
Yes. Oh
okay?
my God. For our eyes only. That's no, we release it to everybody.
Then, okay, the Nick Cage Rage and Love. So anytime we talk about Nick Cage, basically, but Kate like has this weird conflicting relationship with him.
I know, stop. It's so bizarre. I can't explain it.
I think it's time for a new celebrity that we need to add. We've been rotating celebrities, you know, who I can't even remember who we had last because it's been so long. My brain is so clear from vacation.
I don't remember. All I know is that we added Keanu Reeves out of love.
Yes, we added Keanu out of love, but I think, I don't know if Keanu was like a permanent one, maybe. I don't know.
Like whenever we say his name, though, you
Just do
should
it.
drink,
That,
regardless.
how about like, that's a free one.
Yeah.
Like in bingo, like a free space, Keanu.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like I'm a little
Yeah.
apprehensive about this Angie Keanu relationship, so if he goes down that route.
Stop. I can't. I know. No,
Did you
no,
guys
no.
hear that Angelina Jolie asked out Keanu? Like supposedly, it's on all the rags.
It's on the cover of a magazine, okay? So it happened.
It's on the internet.
I will be so disgusted. I'm sorry. I just have to say.
I don't know. I mean, I hope Angie is a nice person, but I have my doubts.
I just can't. She scares me. She scares me.
I just feel like I feel like it would she would be tough to live with, but I shouldn't judge. Like, oh God, she's so skinny.
Who are you? Who are you to judge? Oh God, she's so skinny. My God, I'm gonna die. I'm just gonna outwardly say she scares me, and I don't care who knows it.
Say, I feel like I'm too afraid to admit that.
We're like so scared. Like, what do you think? Her people are listening?
I know. Why am I so scared of that? Of
You're
our tens of
so
listeners, Angie's
because
people
she scares
are.
you. It's because truth comes out, she scares you.
It's true. It's so true. And she's a Gemini. I'll always remember that. I'm like, oh, fuck. Me, you, and Kanye West should go get an Airbnb at Coachella. It'll be a grand old time.
Oh my God. Please keep going off. I love it so
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so okay, how that was an Angie tangent.
much. I don't know what's happening.
Right, guys. Well, do you have any shout-outs? I shout out Julie. Anyone else that we need to mention before we get into headlines?
I mean, just Priscilla, I
Yeah,
think, because.
always. Like, maybe we should just add Priscilla to the drinking game. Like, out of love.
Well, remember when Priscilla said this? Yeah, I'll bask in that glory.
Yep. No, I've like talked to people about it. I'm like, if you're scared of death, like, listen to this episode. Like, I've been like, like, even if you don't want to get into my podcast, it's just good
The person
information.
behind you in the grocery line. Are you scared of death?
I mean, I'm not that gorilla with my marketing tactics. But
I would die to see you.
mean, I do pride myself in being able to talk to anyone.
I could actually see it. Just turn around.
No, I don't need to do that because my mom does it for her because she has her EBH tote, which you can get at
Oh.
threadless.com, and she like takes it to like her Zumba classes and like the Whole Foods and places like that, and she tells people about it. So she's like
Oh
out
my.
there marketing for us.
I love that so much. That is so
That's how it happens. That's how it
good.
starts, people.
That's right. Grassroots. We
That's
are
right.
a grassroots.
Grassroots. You think Beto O'Rourke is grassroots? I mean, come on. This shit is grassroots.
We are so far in the grasp of the grassroots. It's not even fun to me. To any fine regular story that I have, there are things that are happening right now as we speak,
Yes.
Sunday night.
Oh my God. This is Sunday, so you're listening to this on Wednesday, so it's all gonna be old news, but it is like happening now, so we're giving you our real-time reactions.
Yes. So, of course, we're talking about the, by now it's probably known as like
You need to calm
Taylor.
down. Trauma.
And I just know, I can't imagine where this is going to be Wednesday when you're all
I
listening. Okay.
know, I know. I
So
wish we had like
I'm talking
a.
about the Taylor Swift, Scooter Braun, Justin Bieber.
Somehow Justin Bieber's involved, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So apparently Scooter Braun bought
Who is
all
like a
Taylor Swift.
producer? He's a producer.
Yeah,
Right, for
he's like
people who
a
don't know.
famous producer.
Yeah.
So when Taylor Swift was with her old record studio, record company or whatever, they owned all her music because that's like what record companies do. So for some reason, like I was trying to read about this, like if she even tried to buy her own music or like
I
she
was wondering
couldn't,
about that
they
too.
wouldn't sell. I read something that like they wouldn't sell them to her.
Yeah, sometimes I mean, like, so it reminds me a lot of when Michael Jackson bought the rights to all the Beatles music, which, Paul McCartney,
Yeah.
like, was not
So
for.
controversial.
Yes.
Yeah. So controversial.
But I wonder about that too. I don't know enough about, like, the industry to say, like, well, why can't the artists buy their own music, Or, like, don't you think they'd give them a deal? Like, you fucking made the hit. I don't know. You get
Yeah, but
20% off.
there's quote unquote bad blood between her and the record, her old record people.
Sure.
So anyway, so she like severed ties. Obviously, it was not on good terms. Scooter Braun bought her music, who she used to be under him, right?
I don't know that. I
Or,
mean, I don't know if he
okay.
was her producer. I'm sure he's produced some of her songs, or like, I don't know if he was like
He
connected to
quote
her
unquote
company.
discovered like Justin Bieber.
Yeah, he's
So,
discovered a lot of people, but yes, he's like him and Justin Bieber are like tight because yes, he discovered him, helped him get big. Well, I mean, Usher discovered both Justin Bieber, but
oh, right. Well, but I think it's Scooter Braun that got Justin Bieber to like,
definitely.
like perform before Taylor Swift
Yeah, and I think
went on. Like they used to do a con, like a, they used to do a tour together.
yes, ex I yeah, exactly. I was gonna say that. Like, I think he opened for Taylor Swift, and that all happened, and then that got him like huge exposure, you know. So then Justin Bieber became who Justin Bieber what is today. It's all Scooter Braun's fault, people.
So like she's saying that now, like since he bought her music, that she like heard about all like that he bought her music just as when everybody else heard about it. Like she got no courtesy of like finding out before the fact or anything. And
Yeah,
she's like,
that's
Scooter
fucked up.
Braun has bullied me for years and like blah, blah, blah. So do you know anything about like
I
the bullying
know that
aspect?
I hate that Taylor Swift always is like, I'm being bullied. I hate that actually. So I'm like, instead of like being saying that, why not just be stand up and be strong and like say a really like, you know, independent statement back in his face, you know? She did post something, I guess, a picture that was like, this is Scooter Braun circling him, that he now owns all my music. This is when he was bullying me. And like I think it sucks. I wish I knew more why she can't own her own music. But I mean, yes, so now she has no control, so she's gonna see her music in commercials and things like that, you know, that she maybe for campaigns that she doesn't support, you know, and that sucks. So I
Dude,
think
you know he's gonna sell that
totally.
music
And so I
to
think artists
everyone.
should have more control of their music, like in general, for
Well,
sure.
if you sign a contract with your label,
Yeah, I know.
you
Yeah, I mean,
know
it's
what I mean?
like the price of
So,
fame, right? Like you're freaking a
exactly.
gazillionaire, you know, but your art is no longer yours, so.
Right, it's crazy. So that's ongoing.
Well, 'cause
People are
now
like,
like people are
you're being,
commenting. Yeah.
yeah. So Justin Bieber like wrote this whole post about it, and then Hailey Bieber commented, "Gentlemen," or whatever.
Yeah, like
And
in
Cara
support of
Delevingne is
him.
like, "No, gentlemen, like, what are you talking about? He has like no respect for women and
Well, it's also like,
blah,
Justin, why
blah,
are you like inserting yourself just because it's your friend? Like, I get that. Like, your Scooter Braun is your friend. He's done a lot for your career and you're trying to stand up for him, but this is not between, this is between him and Taylor Swift, you know? So it's also like, why are you getting involved? And now your wife's getting involved, and like now the squad's getting involved, and like we're gonna see it all unfold this week. So like we'll probably do a more in-depth recap next week.
Yes. So stay tuned for all the quote unquote late breaking
But it
news.
was so
Hard news.
perfect because Kate and I were like, oh, there's not that much like out there, you know, we haven't talked in a while. What are we gonna do? We're waiting on something, you know, we're constantly checking Britney Spears' Instagram, you know, and then like still nothing. And then this happened, we're like,
Yay, Celebrity Feud. I knew something was about to happen. Well, because like probably everybody's busy like at all the weddings in France right now, because who even are you if you're not at a wedding in France, like
seriously.
as we speak?
Welcome to the poor club.
It is wedding season, and I have no weddings lined up
Me either. It's
this
kind of
year.
nice. Because
I mean, I'm like, oh my God. Like,
weddings
I'm
are
literally,
expensive. Like, it's nice.
I literally have like every weekend free this whole summer. I have no wedding.
You do you. You have some Kate time on that one on your off wedding days.
Because Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas just got married.
Again.
God, right. Like, they are already officially married. But they had their super fancy wedding in France. Oh, Zoe Kravitz
Yes, I love,
got married
she's
to
so
Karl
cute.
Glucksman. I know, I love her.
I loved
That's
her
also in
outfits.
Paris. Oh, Meryl Davis, who was
Who's
an
that?
Olympic figure skater
Oh,
like a few
okay.
years ago. And then
No
I think she
idea.
was also on Dancing with the Stars. She just got married in France. Catherine
She?
McPhee and David
Oh,
Foster.
yeah. I mean, that's always one
London.
that's so weird to me.
I know you forget about it. But
Well,
then,
no,
like,
I don't
you see them.
forget Yolanda, okay, people? Housewives of Beverly Hills, I don't forget Yolanda. His former
Oh my
wife.
God, that's right. I always forget that.
I don't forget
I love
Yolanda.
Yolanda.
Well,
I
like,
love
she
it.
got sick, and then he like dipped, and then he like got with Catherine McPhee like really quickly afterwards.
That's right. I guess I always forget because his daughters have like such a good relationship with Catherine McPhee that like I would think that like they would be mad at him if he left like someone who, you know what I mean?
Right.
I
But
don't know.
and
I
he
mean,
had
who
a good
the hell knows?
relationship with the Hadid girls. He bailed out. Not Gigi. What's the other one? Bella.
Yeah.
From her DUI. Okay. He was there.
Yeah. Man, that's a crazy family dynamic right there.
That I mean, Hollywood is so incestuous.
Wait,
Like
isn't it all like intertwined with like
the Kardashians, yes.
yeah, the Jenners and the Kardashians and
Yeah.
Linda Thompson. Like, yes, it's all
It's all
one family.
disgusting.
It's all one family.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They're all related. Wow. Okay. My mind is blowing. Okay.
But congrats to all the newlyweds.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, it's freaking wedding season. Here we go. Oh, also in France, heat wave. Big
Yes.
in the headlines.
Climate
Crazy.
protests, people getting arrested, you know,
Yeah.
not
Paris
so good.
Fashion Week. Paris Fashion Week.
Yeah, oh my gosh, lots of happening in France. We should go to
The Red
France.
Sox Yankees game was in
Oh,
London.
yes. Did you see the little jerseys that they gave the Archie? It's so cute. Oh my God.
I know. I want to see that freaking baby.
I know. I mean,
Why
well,
are
you
we just
saw, did
waiting?
you see the Father's Day post they did?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the
But
first one,
wow.
but yeah, I mean, he hasn't really been out.
Hasn't been like out and about. I want to see like video.
I
That was so
know.
creepy.
I
Babies are so
also
cool.
did like see a headline that Harry and Meghan cost taxpayers like $3 million this year, and I was like, oh shit.
Oh, also, did you hear how like it was like Meghan and Harry hiring their third nanny so far
Well,
or
that's what's
something?
costing all the taxpayers money and her redesigning her wedding ring and shit.
Oh my God.
Like some of these,
Oh
I mean,
my
like,
God.
love them, but come on, like the royal family, she's gonna take advantage of that. I would too. You do you, girl.
Dude. Yeah. She didn't ask for this.
No,
What?
let
No,
them
she
eat
didn't.
cake, right?
She like wanted to be the princess. Remember when they showed that footage like as she's been conniving this, like
Oh, yeah, when she was
she's
like
been
12.
Yeah, she's
One
like
time
how
she
she's
went
like
to London when she was 12, and ever since then she's had this crazy master plan to become princess.
That's seriously what people were thinking and do think still.
I know. I know.
That is amazing.
But yeah, no,
So
I
yeah,
thought that
so
was so
anyway,
cute.
Europe is the freaking place to be, and neither of us are there. No,
We are
who cares?
not.
Yeah, so there's some kind of headline stories like that. Lots of weddings, lots of this, lots of that. Lots of people locking their kids in hot cars, which is
God.
not the kind of news I like to cover. So, like
Some other
every fucking
time.
headline. God, I'm like, why are these suggested headlines for me to remind me not to do this? I don't understand. But moving on. Okay, so this wine is so good. Raise your hand if you're sick of social media influencers.
Yes and no.
Hardcore.
Like, yes and no. I have a half hand raised because, like, I have literal goals at work, my real job, where that's tied to influencers, which I don't know if that's
Oh,
my
okay.
favorite thing, but like it's I have to think about it, you know? Like, but yes, I mean,
Okay.
on a personal level, yes.
I mean, it's getting out of
Hashtag
control.
Gaston
Hashtag what?
Luga. Gaston Luga.
Guess so. Oh my God. We're total social media influencers. No, but I feel like it's like every person is either a social media influencer or like someone like us. on Instagram. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like,
right. I feel like, no, anyone can be one, which is like a blessing and a curse.
Well, right. It's crazy. And then it's like these bachelor and bachelorette people, like they get on the show and then they become like all of a sudden get all these followers. They start promoting things. Like a huge thing is that like people only want to go on the show to become social media. It's like, period. They want nothing to do with like actually being married.
Yeah. That's crazy. So, and it's like, how much longer do you think Instagram is really going to be a thing? Like, I always think about that. Like, where are all these people going to be in like 5 years? Might even be too long, you know, but it's all temporary, right? And so they've got like all their eggs in one basket. That's what I always think about too, is like, it's kind of crazy in that way.
Right. It's fleeting. It is.
Yeah.
Fleeting. So this story that I came across is about a couple, like a social media couple influencers. So excuse moi. Okay. Blah 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 blah. Okay, so this German influencer.
Right,
couple,
I was gonna say they're from like Germany. They're also from near France.
France. They're recently getting dragged on Instagram after revealing that one of their mothers works two jobs to support their globetrotting lifestyle.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, so codependency issues, so many.
For real. So their Instagram account shows that they have about like 47,000 followers. Mm-hmm. And they've like taken trips to Bali, Indonesia, Nepal, Italy, France, of course, because everybody's going to France. So the couple wants to go to Africa, so they set up a GoFundMe page to fund a biking trip from Germany to Africa, which they didn't even name like a country.
Now I have suspicions for that. Like, I'm sorry, we have to stop right here. GoFundMe, I thought was like for causes, like, and nonprofits. I especially thought that was like different than like Indiegogo or some of those other things.
Oh yeah, no. You know. Well, this is supposedly they're like, they want to show like the journey of mental health or something. Like,
oh my God. They're like, you'll never be able to go there, so let us go and we'll like send you some pictures.
Yes, exactly.
Like, what? No, this is like, donate to the people in the country that you're going to. Like, go there and like give them some aid or whatever they need, you know? Like, just be
like, everybody in their comments were saying, like, how about you send this 10,000 euros to like starving children in Africa or whatever, you know, like something else in Africa, like with the children, anything. So
anything with the children, guys.
Anything with the children.
Anything at all.
Oh my God. So they revealed on Facebook that they don't work and they rely on the husband's mother to pay for their trips. And so of course the husband like wants to defend them. His name is Catalin, and he said, "We could model and make fast money, but we don't want to advertise consumerism. A normal job at this point would be detrimental."
Oh, honey.
Which is like hilarious because in their Instagram profile, they had a Dropbox emoji with the word modeling next to it. Like, send us a message for modeling. Yeah. But they've taken it off because I did some investigative journalism.
Ooh.
And checked out their Instagram page, which, did I say what it was yet?
It's called, let's follow it though, from our account.
It's called another_beautiful_day_official. So another beautiful day official.
So I'm assuming they probably post in English then, if they have that many followers, and like maybe, or both.
Yes.
So we can definitely follow along and see these frauds, like commit more frauds.
Yes, exactly. So But they changed it to now say like the Dropbox emoji, and then it says business instead of model.
Business.
So,
Now they can sell sex too.
So, not surprisingly, like people didn't like the fact that the husband's mother was working two jobs. So a lot of comments that they received are like, I want to donate to help your poor mother go on vacation instead of you two douchebags. Like that was one of
Seriously,
the messages.
I have though like serious concerns about this family dynamic. If the mom is like, I'll just do this and like fund you guys, like I love you, you know, I'm like, no, someone needs not to send this woman on vacation. She needs like a self-help course or something, you know, like I don't know. She needs some confidence.
No, for real. For real.
I'm
So
sure she
the
loves it
day.
and she loves helping her kids, but like, at what to
No,
what
that's.
cost, you know?
Yeah, even if she did love it, like he should be like, no, this is not right.
Exactly.
But the day after all the backlash started, the couple posted a close-up picture of one of the like 7,000 tattoos this dude has on his face.
Yeah.
And it says, look within, like right underneath his eye. And the caption read, I'm going on a walk. I will walk as long as I possibly can. No sleep, no social media, no distractions, just me and my brain out there. Time to do some soul work. And then the first comment is, try walking to a job interview, which is
Seriously.
like classic troll
Oh,
style
God, I
remark.
love it.
When I was
Thank you,
doing my
Internet.
research, when I was doing my investigative journalism, 5 days after he posted that one saying like he's taking a social media break, whatever, 5 days later he posted a video of himself writing something on a piece of paper, and then at the end he holds it up and the paper says, sometimes it's better to say nothing, and then he just like drops the paper, so like the whole thing is silent.
Like, is that supposed to be meta?
So deep.
Instagram influencer. What? Tell me the secret of life, fool, right now.
So he's like all the comments you read, like I want to start following this just to read the
No, I am immediately. What is it again? Like another underscore beautiful underscore day.
underscore official.
I forgot the official. It's so fucking official, you guys. It's so fucking
Like
official. They don't have the little blue check mark. They gotta say it in the name. Oh, does it?
bitch. Oh my God, I'm dying. You just put me on blast. Is that what the kids are saying?
I won't even say it, but yes. Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. But yeah, I mean, well, there's only one of you, so you gotta let people know.
Oh my God, I love that so much. I'm gonna listen to that on repeat 1,000 times. What kind of loser has official in their name? I'm dying. It's so good. I'm gonna cry. Dying. Oh God. Okay, but anyway, I'm gonna pretend you never even said that.
I'm just gonna die on the floor right now. Crawl into a hole. I'm such a
Over it. You are such a
You
bitch.
guys
That
just
was
like witnessed a fight. Okay.
you witnessed our first fight. This is gonna will we last another episode? I don't know. Stay
I don't
tuned.
know. Will there be a next week?
There be an episode 92? I don't
Nope.
know. I don't know. Oh my God. Okay. I'm ready to move on. Oh, well, what I was going to ask you was if you had to get a face tattoo, what would you get
Oh, shit.
tattooed on your face? Well, now you have to get I love you, Kate tattooed on your face.
I would
I was
get I love you, Kate, on my like jawline, I think. I don't want it to be like forehead conspicuous, like jawline, like only on one side of my profile. It'll be my good side, and I'll always be say, "I love you, Kate." EBH for life. I'll get a chin strap, one of each side.
Please do that. Please. Oh my God. This dude has so, you have to look at him.
I
Like
saw
his.
him. Yeah, no, I saw this guy. He is the worst. I'm just like actually kind of amazed he's in a relationship with anyone.
Well, she's a moocher, I think.
A moocher.
But anyway, he's trying to say like, oh, they're trying to like make the world a better place and this and da da
How?
da da.
Like, what
Yeah,
are you
I
doing
don't.
to make the world a better place besides having your mommy pay for your trips? Like, what, like, where are you cleaning the oceans? Like, please show
Then
me.
he said, yeah, and my mother doesn't even have a lot, and what like little she does have, she gives to us. Everyone's like, what the fuck?
Dude, can we all just send this woman Mom of the Year awards? Like, just find one at your local Michael's, send it to this
At your
woman.
local party, she.
Let's
I
all
know.
just bombard her with Mother of the Year awards and be like, fuck your son, dude.
For real. For real. He's, yeah, he's not. I don't like this at all. I don't like this at all. Okay. So I decided to do this next story on a more positive note because I knew we'd get all fired up about it.
Seriously.
We'd have a huge fight. So yeah, I didn't want us to lose all hope in humanity.
After I horribly, horribly offend you
My God, the
to
worst.
our tens of listeners.
So good. Okay. Oh, have you ever lost your wallet? Serious question.
Not my wallet, but I lost my keys, and that was really bad. But my husband has one of those like phone cases that's like also a wallet, and he lost that for a few hours the day we needed to like get on an aeroplane with his ID. And fortunately, the hotel found it. So I am not a fan of the wallets that are phones.
No, me either. I always think that when people have like their phone in a huge ass wallet, and I'm like, yeah, if you ever.
If you lose your phone, you lose everything. So
Yeah.
don't do
Yeah.
that. But fortunately, I found it. But yeah, no, I mean, no.
Okay. Have you ever found a wallet and
Okay.
returned it or not returned
We were
it?
with a group of people who found a wallet. There is like a little, I don't know what to call it, like a little music festival. All these bars have like little like acoustic players. This weekend in April in San Diego, and we were just walking along the sidewalks, and someone found this wallet. And so we were with this group of people. We all worked as a team to find the person on Facebook and like send her a message to say like where we were. Turns out she had been, at the festival too, had the wallet in her baby carriage, and it just like fell out. She had it on like the little pocket below. So when she got to the place to meet our friend who found her wallet, she bought us all shots. Was super cool.
Yes, that's the best. That's like best case scenario, right?
It was just great to be part of the experience, but not the like official one who found it and had to
Oh,
do all the work.
well, right. And that's why I think like so there's this research that they wanted to see like who would return like how many people would return wallets like all over the world. So these researchers dropped off more than 17,000 wallets around 40 different countries. All the wallets were like the same size. They were like small, clear case looking things. Like a lot of people to travel international would have, you know, like the clear case things, holding like a few business cards, a grocery list in the local language, and a key. Some of the little purses contained no money and some held the equivalent of around like $13. And research assistants turned them in at places that like you would typically turn a wallet into, like if you found one on the ground, like a police station, a hotel, a post office, a movie theater, you know, like a public, like because like your friend went and did it on their own, but like pain in the ass, because then it's like, oh, you have to like you have to wait somewhere.
Right. And then we just assume they must have just been here, like, doing the same thing we were doing. But, like, if you just find it on a day where there's not, like, an event happening, you know, it could be anytime, anywhere.
Right. And you're like, ugh, I can't deal with this. Like, I'm on my way to work or something. Mm-hmm. So you're like, I'll bring it into, like,
want to do the right thing. And then,
yeah. So those people did the right thing by turning it in. And they, you know, would assume that all places that were turned into a public place were then returned to the, you know, research.
Right.
Wherever, like, they were sending them back to. So they found that, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So they found that wallets containing more money actually were returned. So they decided to, since they got so many like returns on the wallets, they wanted to see in the United States, the UK, and Poland, if they increased the amount of money that was found in the wallets, like to $100 instead of $13, if that
made
a difference, mm-hmm. like the would amount people of money, hate it?
Right?
Mm-hmm. Or would they feel more inclined to turn it in because it's like, oh, this person's like missing that much money?
I mean,
you know,
why not?
Why not? What, take it?
Yeah, no, just kidding. But but like seriously, like I feel like it would be so easy, and like obviously I'm not advocating to do this, that was a joke, to take the cash and be like, oh look, I found this wallet, there's like nothing, you know, there's the credit cards in it, that's fine, right. But like, yeah, if there happens to be cash, I never have cash in my wallet, so good luck, you know, robbers.
Me either. Me either. But that is an easy thing to say, like, mm-hmm. oh well, I found this wallet, oh no, there was no money in it.
Yeah, oh, that's someone hard. Must have gotten to it.
Right. And then pocket the money. It's like, oh, easy, $100. Mm-hmm. But then they found out that, like, people weren't doing that. And they were actually, like, handing them in because...
Humans are awesome.
Actually more people are, like, altruistic.
I mean, people are trash, but deep down, the species, I think, knows.
more people are better.
I think so, too.
But not. Yeah, so it said, just like a quick stat thing, so 46% of wallets with no money were reported, compared with 61% of wallets with $13, and 72% of the wallets that had $100 were returned.
Oh, wow, really? So even more people returned ones with $100. Right. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, so they're saying that people don't want to see... Oh, yeah. People don't, like, they think about how they would see themselves, mm-hmm. like, in another person. So, like...
Empathy.
They think about, mm-hmm. like, oh, if I was with, like, a friend and saw them take the money and then bring the wallet back, like, I would be like, ugh.
Or, like, this poor like, woman, you know, my friend, her wallet was just in the bottom of her stroller and it happened to, like, fall out. You, like, anyone could make that mistake. You know, you think about that yourself and you're like, oh, shit, you know, all my bills, you know.
Exactly. So they're saying like that's a good thing. So
yay,
I feel good story.
Okay, well, speaking of wallets, that reminds me of our new partnership with Gosten Luga, this amazing Swedish company that is designing like first class beautiful backpacks and accessories, passport holders, the whole gamut. We got to try out some of their products. So, Kate, what did we get? We actually both chose the same product because we loved it so much.
Yeah. So we both chose the classy black backpack. Mm-hmm. And we both also chose the pink passport cover, which is super cute. I love the pink.
Right now, you can get a free passport holder with any purchase. So that's definitely why you guys want to jump on this. But it's super cute. I never thought, like, I needed a passport holder until I got one.
You do. You need one in your life. And it's so soft. Mm-hmm. It's vegan leather.
Yep. All vegan. Love it.
Yeah. So I wore mine when I went out to Boston last weekend. And it was perfect. I fit my small, like, wallet purse type thing in the bag. Little light sweatshirt fit perfectly. Still had room if I needed anything It was like the perfect size. So highly recommend for like an everyday, you know, instead of wearing a purse around your shoulder, which I hate to do in the city, this was perfect. Loved it.
Seriously, it feels more secure, and yes, I love mine because it's like large enough to fit a laptop in too. They have mini ones. They have like so many different styles. I got the same one as Kate, the classy black, and so we love it. Like you can get 15% off just for our special listeners, you guys. I'm talking to you, okay? You need to go to gasandluga.com. That's I'm gonna spell it out. Oh, my dog is excited too. I'm gonna spell it out is GASTONLUGA.com, and you can use our promo code BOOZE15. That's BOOZE 15, and get 15% off your purchase plus that free passport holder. So if you're planning on doing some summer traveling, you definitely want that. You want that carry-on luggage for sure.
I know, but do they make dog
Oh
backpacks?
my God, no
You
dog
got
backpacks yet. Gaston Luca, we need a dog backpack for sure. Then I could bring tripod with me.
that's what he wants. He's trying to tell you.
That's his comments. But seriously, it's like beautiful, very simplistic. You love that Swedish design. You know that we love that. So check it out, gastonluga.com. We'll be posting on our Instagram in the coming weeks. And the promo code is BOOZE, BOOZE 15. Get 15% off today. So yeah, I think we should move on
Back
to the
to
rest of
the
our
show.
stories. Yeah. Crocodiles are so smart. All right. So we know
Okay.
crocodiles as like carnivores, right? They're gonna eat all your limbs, stay
Lots of
away,
people. Yeah.
never go to Florida. What up,
Oh yeah,
Sarah?
just today I just saw in the headlines there was somebody's half-eaten body found in a Florida river. Just a
Sweet.
half-eaten body.
Sarah, can you get on that? And we'll do a special report soon. Thank you. Sarah Patron Saint, Florida correspondent.
Yes. Seriously, what's happening?
Oh my God. So everyone thinks like crocodiles and alligators. We're just gonna kind of lump them into a group together for this purpose of this story because
Crocodilian.
I'm
It's
not a
called
scientist.
crocodilian.
I'm not a scientist, okay? Don't come here for that.
I just play one on EBH.
Exactly. So they have been studying the tooth fossils of like dinosaurs, and crocodiles obviously evolved from dinosaurs, and have discovered that at three different points, pretty much before like the big whatever, like the big either the Big Bang or the Ice Age or like whatever was like, you know, wiped out the dinosaurs, at three different points, these dinosaurs who are like crocodiles, who are crocodilians, had evolved to have teeth that show that they were just vegetarian. So we always think of them as like meat eaters, you know, but they're
Crazy
so
beast. That's how
smart.
they survive.
No, that's
That's how
exactly
they
right.
survive.
That's exactly right.
Because I always wondered, I'm like, how come they say crocodiles were alive when the dinosaurs were,
They
but all
were.
the dinosaurs are dead?
Right, no, that's how they survived,
Like,
exactly. And so what happened was
my
they learned to eat plants, and then a few crocodiles actually survived beyond, and they were meat eaters, you know, but they like got back to that. But they were wiped out, a lot of them, but a few did survive. So
God, that is insane.
evolution's insane. This story's crazy. I'm not in a condition to dive into the science parts of it, but I'm gonna like post it on our show notes. But basically, all you need to know is like crocodiles have done this before and can do it again, and they're just gonna be there forever. And if you want to survive a disaster, I feel like we should all be near the crocodiles, but not too close.
Just crawl inside of a crocodile.
But like it's
Oh my
crazy.
God.
It's crazy. So, I
That's
mean,
I literally have always wondered that.
well, and it
Like,
said these people who were studying this said regardless of why they ultimately died out, plant-eating crocodiles show that living members of a family tree can never capture the full diversity and scope of their ancient forebears. So like I just feel like let's translate that to any species. We can't really do that. Don't hold yourself to such high standards. You know, like your species before you don't care anymore. They're gone.
Oh my God. Wow. I am blown away.
Okay, so that was my crocodile animal kingdom story,
You were
evolution.
just taking us to school.
Watch Land Before Time, Fern Gully, get an education, Jurassic Park.
Oh my God. Are
I
you listening?
mean, okay, so this last story, this sports story, I gotta give this woman like the biggest shout out ever in my life, okay? And she's from Canada, so I love her just that much more.
Canada.
Her name is
Great.
Dana Glowacka. I hope Glowacka. I love it. She like glows.
Oh, glow up. Yep, she's glowing up.
And yep, exactly. She is definitely glowing up because I read that she has broken the world record for planking for a woman. She did a 4-hour plank.
No.
4 hours.
My abs are hurting,
Oh my
literally
God,
hanging
everything's hurting.
thinking about it.
So the Guinness
What?
World Record was 3 hours and 31 minutes, achieved by Maria Kalirma of Cyprus in September 2015. So it's been a while. It's been a while since planks have been
Damn.
in contention.
Okay. Wowzers.
Yeah,
She's
so.
that long to practice.
Oh, I mean, well, she's been training, and I'll get into that. Like, once she won, she said, this is her quote, "It was so lovely to see my family, friends, and so many supporters from close and far that helps me hold strong till the ending line." I mean, this website is weird. I feel like they, like, tried to translate that or something. It's got a few typos, too.
Yeah, that happens, you know.
And apparently her brother traveled 24 hours just to be there and cheer her on, so that's amazing. And she's kind of known for, on her Instagram, planking all around the world. So she posts photos of her in different cities and different countries planking. You know, so that's like her thing. And she trained with the American planking master, I guess, George Hood, who has planked for 10 hours and 10 minutes last June. He and the Guinness World Record for a man is 8 hours and 1 minute. So this guy is like surpassed that. Like, I don't know why he doesn't have the world record, but it wasn't
My
like
God.
counted. So that's who she's like trained under, basically. And I mean, we all know how hard a plank is. Can you imagine doing one for 4 hours for like more than like 5 minutes? More than like a minute?
I was gonna say the longest plank I think I've ever done was a minute and a half
I was gonna say, it's,
tops.
yeah, same. Totally.
Excuse me. Oh my God.
So this woman's
I'm
amazing.
literally laying down in my bed and my abs are like, no.
No, it's amazing. Like, you gotta have some definite drive. And, like, I wish I knew a little bit more about Dana Glowacka, but I'm sure she's like a fitness model, guru, amazing boss bitch, you know?
She's
So,
probably an Instagram influencer,
totally. She's
right?
definitely hashtag ads for abs. Ads for abs.
That is our title.
Ads for abs. But
That's
oh,
definitely.
Canada, we love you. Like, you gotta check out this picture of her, though. She's like, she has headphones in, so she must be listening to something. You know, like,
Meaning who's out?
no, exactly. That's what I was gonna say. Like, what would you listen to if you had to do a 4-hour plank? Like, would you listen to, like, Pump Me Up, like Cardi B, like some kind of music? I would listen to probably like a true crime podcast. I'd be like, okay, here's a six-part
Something
series.
interesting.
Yeah,
Yes.
it's gonna take me for
Exactly.
4 hours. Let's go.
This. Oh yeah. So if I could probably listen to a 4-hour podcast while planking, now that I think of it,
You
I could do
go.
this.
Yeah. We could all do that. Send us your planking pictures. Hashtag ad for abs.
I love that so
Amber
much.
V, I'm talking to you. I know.
Yes. Oh my God. She'll do a like dirty
And
planking thing.
Shannon, we need dirty planks, please. Send us your dirty planks.
Your dirty planks.
Don't send us your nudes. Send us your dirty planks.
Oh my God. I am done. I can no longer. No longer.
Kate quit the
Oh
show.
my God. I'm done. Yeah. I'm out of here. Gotta go.
Well, on that note, we should probably go to our BuzzFeed quiz, which this week was provided by, shout out to my husband, Patreon Saint, Andy Ferris. You might be able to hear him in the
The
background.
man, the myth, the legend.
So it's time to find out which movie you belong in.
You tell me yours first. I know you got a good one.
So you're not happy with yours? Or it's like meh.
I mean, yeah,
Okay.
it's whatevs. I'll get
Well,
into
don't be
it.
jelly, but I got Legally Blonde.
I told Andy too when he sent this to me. I'm like,
I know.
I wanted to get Lee. I took it like 75 times, got the same answer every single time. I put in different answers, different. I don't know. What the fuck? I was like, I'm trying to get something different. No.
Do I tell her? I was like, no, don't tell her.
Oh, what does it say?
Okay, so it says, and I feel like it's very me. Obviously, it's a shame that it's because like you're like me, so I'm like, I don't understand either why you didn't get this, but
Oh, bizarre.
you like learning new things and staying organized. You're a person with big dreams and will do anything to achieve them, but it's got the picture of Elle Woods with her dog, and you guys all know I have my little tripod Chihuahua dog, so it just seems so fitting.
This is not me. I'm not organized. I don't have big dreams. I have
Harvard
very
what? Like it's hard.
small dreams. I set the bar very low.
You
My
get? Or
God.
what movie did you get, I guess, not who.
Okay. I got a movie I've never seen, although my boyfriend Zac Efron's in it.
Ooh.
I got The Greatest Showman.
I'll see it
Is it
again.
good? I haven't seen it yet.
We
I haven't
watched
seen
it
it.
like so late to the game, but like maybe a month or two ago, but it was really good. Yeah. He
Okay,
is
well,
super hot and cute in it.
yeah, you all know my love for Zac Efron. So this says, you're very creative and you love music and dancing. You also love a good history lesson and could easily be the one to teach it. Which I guess.
Totally. No, that's like perfect for you. And it is a great movie about history. I feel like we really liked it. Yeah. Like, and a lot of people were like, oh, I love Greatest Showman. And like now, Hugh Jackman's like going on that tour. He's like singing his Broadway songs and like, I don't know. He's like going to different places and you can like see him, just sing and perform and not in a movie as X-Man. Yeah, no, it's good. And Zendaya's in it, and like it's progressive.
You sold me. You sold
We were
me.
pleasantly surprised, for sure. Everyone, take a drink to The Greatest Showman.
Sweet. All right. Good. Well, that ended on a happy note, I think, right?
Yeah, so go do some planks. Donate on Patreon.
Like, oh my God, yes. And sorry, this episode wasn't as good as when Priscilla was on. We know it will never be as good again. So,
We know that, so just, you should know that too.
you should know it will never get that good again. So hopefully we'll see you again next week. We
Yep.
love you
That's
so
all the news
much.
that's fit to drink. Bye-bye.
Bye.